Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief when you connect with your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. I have been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, which was founded by Nassim Haramein. And this has given me the opportunity to connect with really, really interesting visionaries, speakers, authors, energy movers. And they're here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. So what is in your name for you to understand? Many of us use many names, and we use nicknames without even realizing how our name affects us, creating confusion and lack of direction at times in our life. Our relationships, our vocations, and our health are all affected. My guest today is a former engineer, banker, and international sales manager. His past is packed with degrees and certifications that are given to people of science and logic. Yet, Joseph's true gift appears in an area less frequented by typical scientists. He is an expert numerologist and spiritual leader. Joseph speaks on topics of relationships, the law of attraction, life purpose, and past histories. He is well known for his expertise in empowering you to find your authentic peace with the past. Please welcome fellow energy mover Joseph P. Gabby to The Truth is Funny. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Colette. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. And it's a real pleasure to have you here on The Truth is Funny.
Thank you for having me on your show, and it will be great to start the day early from moving some energy around.
Yes, it's awesome. And Joseph, I understand that, you're really passionate about the advantages that numerology can bring into people's lives. And, my dad, his name is Maurice, he used to say, shift or get off the pot. He was an entrepreneur, so he'd get kind of impatient at times, I know you have so many diverse interests and occupations that you've been in and, degrees and certifications. And I just would like to know, what was the defining moment for you when you realized that the study of numerology was a system that you wanted to adopt to access your inner strength and then take that out to others?
Eventually, I never heard of numerology, so it's not like something I want to go and study. I did my electrical engineering in the beginning, and then I did my master in computer science, and then 3 months into that, I quit. And I said, that's not for me. But what helped me from learning engineering is I learned about frequency, I learned about vibration, about atoms, about different things that we used to study during the engineering degree. Now, when I moved from New York to Montreal, and this is where I landed by coincidence into numerology. And it wasn't something planned, wasn't something I've been doing it that to go for this type of career or any of that. But what I realized, because I tested it on myself, I found it makes a lot of sense what happened in my life. And by become aware of it, then I was able to change things around. Because as we know it, vibration or energy or frequency, whatever you want to call it, they're all almost referring to the same thing. They change instantly the moment you revert the polarity of it.
Yes.
And it will change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you get into that neutral place.
Yeah, and I mean, I've done when I was working in healing as a healer, it happened. I mean, when things you put that frequency, that energy, it happened instantly, and it can be shown instantly in many cases. And you probably tested it in your own work, and you see that vibration can change on the spot the moment you revert its polarity. And if you keep saying this is black, and then suddenly you start saying it's white, then completely the energy change to correspond to the white stuff that you're seeing now, and your experience completely change. And this is what effect comes from playing in your name. And this is what happened, especially with women, the moment they get married, and they start adapting their husband name without consulting what that name is. It going to be something good for them or something bad for them?
Yes. And, you know, that's really interesting because, you know, I was married and now I'm divorced and I've still kept my husband's name just because of, numerologically, actually, it's stronger than my maiden name. And I don't feel like I'm the name that I was. Like, I don't feel like my maiden name was Lepage. And I don't really feel like that person anymore yet. I don't feel like I'm, you know, necessarily, holding on to my husband's name. So what is the effect of doing that? What do you find for people?
You see, the first thing is, if I put your name as it is, I will look into it, what's missing in your name. Like if I, sorry.
That's all right. No need to be sorry.
And what happened here is basically, if I take your name, you have four missing numbers in it. Now, this is something I need to look into it in a deeper sense. When I see the full chart of something, somebody, I will look, okay, these four numbers now, these are going to become your experience in life. And what effect from that, we'll see if we can do some adjustment or do some alignment to bring you some vibration that you're missing. Because these are, to me now, are because of when you move to your husband's name, these are the vibration you've been working with, and you have four missing numbers. So if you took Lepage before, it has a different vibration than this name, but at least you had one vibration that you lost, you had it in Lepage. Now, do you have a middle name?
Yes, Marie.
Marie. So what I do suggest is instantly what you need to do, if you can use Marie, it will bring you back two vibrations, the four and the nine. And the four is about stability, which is a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual stability. And the nine is about your compassion, is about being humanitarian. And this is what will bring a softer, gentler side of you that maybe nobody saw it before even.
Yeah, and so is that something that for people, are you talking about their legal name? Are you talking about the name that they go by, on documents, in public, like all of that, which, you know, is it all encompassing?
Yes. For me, I don't care what's on your passport, because technically speaking, do you read your passport every day? you don't. It's basically
I gaze through it and look at the places I've been and think about where I'm going to go next.
Yeah, but you're not looking at your name. That's the point, because the most important for me is how Colette introduced herself the first time I see her on the street. And how when I receive an email from you, what is portraying on the top of the email that is coming from. And that's what brings the vibration to you. And it's like now you have the vibration of Marie, but you have it in the closet.
Okay. So I've got to bring Marie out of the closet.
You have to bring it out of the closet. You will move that way from having four vibration missing into having two vibration missing.
Okay, cool.
And that can a lot justify. And, you know, if you see yourself today, you're going up and down. Things open up, then they close, and I go one step, two steps, then I go back two, three steps, because there's a lot of interference happening, and some of it because you're not accustomed to those interferences, because you used to have them, but because you put them in the closet, the universe is going to test you on it. on them now.
Okay. That may, you know, because I you know, every single word does hold energy.
Big time.
And you'll see this when you read books, etc. Like there's a certain rhythm that you can get into with the words, and
it.
Yeah, and so I totally, you know, I've noticed that often working with people and working with words, you know. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is Joseph P. Gabby. And when we return, Joseph will share with us how our name affects our life direction, which he just shared a little bit, but we'll get into that a little bit more and make some more shift happen.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today, Joseph, is here sharing with us how our name affects our life path. But before we continue, can you just share your contact information with our listeners? So that I want to make sure that they have it.
Okay, my website is theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and they can reach me through email, which is info at theblueprintofyoursoul.com, or by phone at 604-221-4469. So any or on Facebook, I'm all over the Facebook, so they can find me easily.
Yes, I actually, because I prepare for these interviews, I noticed, man, the last time I saw you were in Vancouver, and now it's like you're everywhere.
Yeah, so, you know.
Because I did meet you in person in Vancouver about 2.5 years ago, I believe.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I also wanted to just mention that Joseph has generously offered, he has an offering for everybody listening in. And then he has one very special offer for one listener. Will you just tell us about that and how to access that, Joseph?
It depends how you want to have it accessed. If somebody, the first caller who called, they will have a free numerology session, full chart with me. They can have it. We can schedule it at any point, they're convenient. And this chart will entitle that to understand your destiny, your strengths, your weakness, your karma, what you have as a challenge in life, and how to look into it from those perspectives.
All right, and so should they just contact you, the very first person to email you?
Yeah, or they can email, or they can contact me by phone or by email. So,
okay, and what we're going to do is we're just going to say that right now. So the very first person that you get the email from is the one that is the lucky person to have that chart. And that's a value of $397. So, hey, everybody, go for it. And the other gift you have is for all the listeners.
For all the listeners, I'm having a special coming up for Christmas. My 397 chart is going to be for $80.
Wow.
And it's a nice gift certificate for somebody also. That can be used as a gift certificate. They can use it at any time. There's no expiration on that. And it will be a nice gift than buying somebody shoes and they know that they need help, you know. So,
Empowerment for everyone.
Yeah, and they just need to use the code XMAS 2013 to get the discount on that special.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Joseph. And, you know, just before the break, we were talking about how, you know, your name affects how women, you know, will take their husbands' names and the effect that that can have on, you know, on your life. And, you know, it's really fascinating. And I was, you know, sharing with you how I've become very aware of the vibration of words and how words, you know, I'm in the process of writing a book right now, and how you can just change one word and it's not so much the meaning of the sentence changes, but the resonance, the vibration, the feeling of that sentence changes. And so just tell us a little bit more about that.
I mean, I'll give you an example that let's take your name, because you're missing vibration 4, even though you have it in your middle name, but you have it in the closet, that will will bring to you that you might have a chance to have a divorce because of that. It's missing now. It's not a part of you. So everything that, if you have a vibration, I had one client before, and we were talking about the effect of her name after her marriage. I said, now you have a chance to be divorced because of that change you made, because your maiden name is the only place that has a 4 vibration, and now you don't have it because you don't use it anymore. And so if you don't use it, then you lose it. So, as, you know, as simple as that.
Time to bring Marie out of the closet.
That's it. I mean, and it started to make, I said, you might have a chance to get a divorce with your husband because of that change you made the moment you got married 5 years ago. She said, we're going through the process of the divorce now. So, and you can see every change you make, it will bring you an effect into it. So I'll give you, for example, when somebody comes to me and say, I'm very confused about my life, the first question I ask, how many names do you use? They said, what do you mean? I said, how many names do you use? People, how do they call you? Oh, somebody give me a nickname, somebody call me this, somebody, you know. I said, that's why you are confused, because you have too many vibrations and you're not able to handle them all. And that's
also
the reality.
Kind of like creating multiple personalities within a person is what's coming up, because every name has a different personality.
Definitely. And this is why in Hollywood they're having problems, because when they integrate a character in their life and they embedded that character into their life, they forget sometimes when they go home, they need to leave that character in the studio.
Yeah.
And when they go to at home, their spouse doesn't recognize that vibration, and then they start having arguments. And this is how it can create the conflict in the relationship, because the vibration of the way you express yourself will completely start to change, because you're very much embedded that character. You're living it, you're feeling it, you're sensing it. You've been working on that character for a few months, and it's become part of your own reality.
Yeah, and that makes total sense. Is do you find that when people, you know, is it more verbal? Is it written? Which is more powerful when it comes to names?
The more you keep hearing it or seeing it through the emails, it's the best part of it. You know, and I can give you an example. I have Fia Lynn Crandall. It's okay to give her name because she gave me a testimonial about it. And she used to use Fia Crandall. And the moment I did the full chart with her, I said, why are you jeopardizing everything in your life? She said, what do you mean? She said, you go one step forward and you go three steps backward because you don't have enough trust in yourself. She said, how can I fix that? I said, you need to bring me Lynn back into your name. She brought Lynn back within 4 months because she applied it everywhere. She sent to all her clients, I want you to call me Fia Lynn from now, Crandall. And she started doing it that way. And she went on Facebook. She changed her emails. She changed everything. 4 months after, she sent me a testimonial. She said, after 4 months doing the change, and she really applied it. And she said, I made more money in 4 months than I made the whole last year.
Well, we're all for that. Like, if you know, if it can propel people forward in their careers, and you know, and strengthen their purpose to their career, then you know, just by that's way less obstacles that would be in your path.
Yeah.
That you have to overcome or that you have to clear energetically to move yourself forward. So it makes sense because if you're reflecting that vibration out to people, and then they're reflecting that back to you.
That's it. I mean, you heard of the word self-sabotage. What is self-sabotage? It's you sabotaging yourself. And changing your name is basically, to me, because I worked for numerology through the healing aspect, not the prediction aspect of it, because it's more it makes more sense, because you cannot see your purpose if you're stuck. So, but what the word self-sabotage is, you're taking out something that was part of you that is no longer part of you now, and that starts to create you an experience.
So, you know, when you do a numerology chart, what does that involve? Just so for our listeners, so that they kind of understand what that means, doing, you know, what a chart means.
Okay, so the first, I'm going to send a questionnaire for them to answer me. I want the name at birth. I need the name they use today and the date of birth. This is basically what I need the most from the chart. And then when I draw the chart, and I do the chart by hand, it's not by computer, it's because I want to feel it before I do the call with that person, because I need to be in that energy of that that chart to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It evolved from their date of birth. It determined their destiny, the influential learning that they're going to learn as a child, then growing up into adulthood, then at the end of life, what they need to end up with. Then we look into the 9-year cycle and what challenges they might have in their life also. And that become part of that first part of the chart. The second part, we're going to look into the name. How many changes they make through their name change, if they have any name change. If they're not, and then we will look, if they have a middle name and they're not using, sometimes we bring one letter from that middle name. Sometimes we use the whole, to see which is more advantageous for them. Because at the end of the day, why we want to keep suffering if we can avoid that?
And absolutely. Always more. It's always easier to go, you know, go easy.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't want to put too much effort into being successful, because it makes it more difficult for, the more effort you put in, and when you're fighting against yourself, you're just creating more work for yourself, really.
That's it. I mean, why you want to jeopardize where your soul from the beginning didn't come with those vibrations missing? So if your soul given you those tools for you to use, why are you self-sabotaging yourself then?
And when you put it that, so what you do is you go into the chart, you compare the names that people are using and find the most powerful version that person could use for
That's
themselves.
It.
And then they can use that when they're, in business, for even relationships, for all of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, very cool.
As simple as that. Let's make life easy. Stop complicating.
I'm all for that, Joseph. Absolutely. that's what you know. I've been saying. So many people go through life, and they're you absolutely are absolutely sure that this is the problem. And when you energetically touch into it, it's actually quite often almost the exact opposite of what people are saying. Yeah. And so, you know, if you're insisting that a problem's coming from one place, and it's as simple as that, the resonance that you're putting out there with your name isn't as powerful as it could be, and changing a letter or changing a word, wow, why not do that and give it a go and see whether or not, you know, that you have a good benefit from that. I am Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And when we come back, Joseph is going to, tell us more about this fascinating subject to help, to show you how you can improve your relationships and your life direction. So stay tuned, and let's make some more shift happen.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I have best-selling author Joseph P. Gabby, who is here with me today, and he is sharing how, if you understand your numerological chart, how it can empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. And I know Joseph has studied with psychosomatic therapy, and I also have my teacher's certificate in the psychosomatic. I studied with Hermann Mueller and Carol Friesen, an amazing process. And I understand now that you have something that you've developed called psychosomatic numerology. I really want to get touch into that with you, but I also first wanted just to clarify for everyone what you meant when you said that you're moving from a 9-year into a 1-year or a 4-year into a 5-year. What does that mean, Joseph?
Okay, because we work in life in a 9-year cycle. So every 9 years is a brand new cycle. And this is why we determine if we're stuck in life, if we're feeling procrastinating or feeling stuck or stagnation, it's because of we keep repeating the same business over and over. And we're not learning our lessons in life. So for every 9 years, there's it's a cycle. So we can determine your year today, what cycle you are in. For example, your birthday, as has happened recently, you're entering into 1 year cycle of 9 years. So you're just starting a brand new cycle. So it is a new beginning for you.
So I'm a baby.
No, but this is where, as long as you let go of all the baggages that you need to let go from the last 9 years, otherwise you're going to bring them with you to the next 9 years.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do that.
So this is where we'll determine. But now, this year, anything brand new you want to start, it's already open from the universe if you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is where, and if you want to read deeper into it, if you go to the, on Facebook, to the Free Spirit Center page, or my personal page, Joseph Gabby, you will, if you go and scroll down, you'll find December 1st, I have a whole description on your birthday, what it means, the cycle for you this year.
Yeah, I already read it.
Oh, you read it? Okay.
Right. Yeah, because I, you know, when I'm preparing for these radio shows, I kind of get, I like to feel the person's energy that I'm working with or that I'm going to be interviewing. And, you know, I do it a little bit differently than other, like, it's more about the feeling I get from that person. Yeah. And I was like, hey, you have some powerful information to share here. And I want to make sure that, you know, I share it with my listeners here. So, yeah, you know, and so, you know, I did go there and read it, and it was very, you know, it resonated. And so it's really cool because I am in this process. I've made a lot of major changes in my life, you know, moving, and I just settled into a new home and leaving one daughter behind in Saskatchewan and the other one marrying. There's just been a lot happening. And, mm-hmm. you know, and actually the finalization of my divorce last year, there was just so many things. So mm-hmm. the numerology, using this information in a way that, you know, how I do it is I take the information in and then I test what are my weaknesses and I clear them energetically. And mm-hmm. so this is so cool because it's another tool, to make life more effortless. And so, yeah. What about the psychosomatic? Like, tell me about that.
The psychosomatic is because I took the psychosomatic therapy, and you remember the teacher, she used numerology at the beginning to ask everybody their birthday, and I said, okay, this is my birthday, and she looked into it from those perspectives, and I was okay. I wasn't saying anything at that time because I was learning the psychosomatic. That was, you know. But at the end of the class, Carol, the teacher, she asked me, can you go deeper with that? I said, yeah, I finished my class in December. In January, I have my first event, Consciously Living Your Destiny, and I called Carol. I said, I already have the answer for that, for the cycles. I already did the marriage, you know. So Carol, she came to my event, and two other teachers from the psychosomatic, they attended my event, and they really saw the difference into it. And the way is, basically, I take your numerology chart, then I will see what the month, the most that's going to be affecting you on your numerology chart, then I will transfer them into a psychosomatic chart that I developed. And as you know, every number has a chakra.
Yes.
And then I will look into the chakra, what chakra might be blocked into that person's life. And when I tested that, it was mind-blowing. Because
it's always good to take your mind and put it out into the black hole and then, you know, allow yourself to have some creative feeling and intuition come in.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really unbelievably accurate. So, and this is how it developed. Because remember, psycho is your mind and matic is your body. So anything that you keep thinking and your thought process and the way you speak, if it was in the negative, it has to anchor somewhere on your body. There's nothing for free. So anything that changes that comes into your body, it has been anchored by some mental, emotional baggages that you keep dealing with in your head. So, and your body's going to show you too.
you know, and when I studied with Nassim Haramein, quantum physics, and I, you know, started really understanding how the universe really has perfect structure. It's not random at all. Everything's in perfect order. And, you know, math was never my, like, high point, you know, when I was growing up. But I have a totally different respect for numbers now, the vibrations of them and how those, you know, and actually I have found that, you know, for people that are really in that part of their brain where, you know, a very logical part of their brain, that if you energetically tune them into the numerical vibration of the words that they're using and the words that they're hearing from others, all of a sudden people that have difficulty communicating, their communication actually improves substantially. I, you know, and it makes sense because every single word has that vibration and that that's what you're reflecting out to others. And so, you know, and then of course you're holding that in your body because for every single action that you take, there is always a reaction. That's science.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and so that's fascinating. That's amazing.
I mean, if you come to my event at one point, it's like when I say, this is not about numerology, this is about vibration. Let's understand your vibration. So it's because it is energy. It is something that you're living it day by day. And the more aware you become with it, the more you attune. Tomorrow I have my second event, which is Unravel Your Past, Present, and Future Relationships. It is about relationship, how you understand people that came into your life, why they are in your life, why they had to cross your path, what did you learn from them, what you taught them, and if you went positively or negatively, what outcome did it bring to you? Positively
yes,
or
because,
negative.
You know, for a lot of people, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, I met my soulmate and I'm so excited. And I'm always like, okay, let's check if there's karma here. Because the significant people that we bring into our lives, you know, our lovers, our spouses, our parents, our siblings, our children, you know, grandchildren, etc. Those are the people that tend to have the most karma with, that we are going to work things out with and be given the opportunity. Karma not being good or bad, but you know, having experiences with it and clearing it. That's what, you know, that's what we're here for. And so, you know, this is such a cool tool to use because it just makes the ride way more effortless.
That's it. I mean, the moment you bring some awareness into your life, this is when you start making it simpler. And that's all it takes.
Yeah, and, you know, human beings have a tendency to want to complicate everything.
Oh, big time.
And so, you know, what would you advise parents, you know, like if you're, you know, like all the moms out there, the people that are pregnant, you know, the to-be moms, you know, what would you advise them about naming their babies?
To be honest, the way I look at it, I don't like to create a robotic babies to make them as perfect as they can be. Like, I give you an example, my own kids, the way I named my own kids. I asked my ex-wife at that time, I said, look, get me the name. Once I have the birth certificate, then I calculate the numbers, you know. And this is how we did it. I didn't create the numbers because I don't want them to become a robotic baby.
Yes. You know, and because they're here for their destiny. Children come to us, through us, and then we let them go.
That's it. And I didn't want to have it mixed up too much. So it's funny because both my son and my daughter, they have missing four. It means they might have a parent divorced. You know.
So. Well, you know, sometimes people, from my experience, I don't find divorce isn't necessarily the most fun thing that I've ever done, but it was an experience that, you know, if you don't label it, it's actually an experience that you're going through that you can learn so much from. Oh my goodness. You can learn you know, you can learn who your friends and family are. You can learn who you are. You know, you have a better understanding of, you know, why you got married, you know, why you made that choice, you know, all of the things that come into life when you spend time with another person and you make those promises and then you let them go. It, it's a profound experience. And so if you don't, I don't label it anymore. At first it seemed pretty rough, but now I look back on it and I look at it as an experience that really empowered me in many ways. We're going to just take another quick intermission, but can you just share quickly your information for our listeners once again here? Just to make sure they have it. And also, we do have a winner for your gift for the chart, and just share her name with us.
Okay, the winner for the gift is Nina Fishman. Nina Fishman, I will send you an email with all the information I need from you. And if you want to reach me, it's theblueprintofyoursoul.com. There will be a special coming up for Christmas. Just to put XMAS 2013 into the checkout, and it will give you a big, huge discount on the chart. And you can connect also with me through phone, 604-221-4469.
Thank you so much, Joseph. This is Colette on The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan for the shift of the week. And I want to thank my guest, numerologist Joseph Gabby. And we were just talking through the intermission here about destiny, numbers of destiny, etc. And, you know, I know I'm a 22, and he was just explaining to me what that means. Just share quickly with us, the listeners, sort of what that means. Joseph.
Your destiny as a two is basically that you need to learn how to handle relationships. And relationships is basically all type of relationships, not only physical. It's basically your relationship with your teachers, your parents, your friends, your coworkers, your personal relationships, and your relationship with your kids and with yourself, definitely. So you need to handle relationships very, very importantly. Now, the you have a good heart, but doesn't mean everybody has to use your good heart and abuse it. And this is your responsibility to make sense of boundaries, to set up the boundaries and limits, and not to allow yourself to get distracted. Because the only thing that you need to watch from your destiny is your two, because two is dealing with people. And between you and me, people are a headache regardless what we do. And it's not headache because they're mean, it's because we all have different issues. And everybody would try to put their issues and dump them on you, and for you to deal with the whole aspect of that relationship between them. So what you need to be careful with, very importantly, is not to be naive, shy, shamed, or self-depreciating. But the biggest lesson that it's to teach you is not how you handle your oversensitivity. Because if you don't handle properly your oversensitivity, you can easily become a doormat or a victim for somebody else. And that you need to watch it. And you have the zero to tell you that you are very, very, very gifted, and you need to go start using your gift in to any capacity you want to take it, because those gifts are part of who you are, and this is part of your destiny. And this is where the gift will start to shape up into the form. Because of that zero, the only one thing that you need to be careful from that zero is the fear of the unknown. And that's where you have to be careful with that.
Okay, so, you know, that's really cool because, you know, I said to Joseph, use me as an example so that we can kind of get a feeling for what's going on. So tuning into all the listeners here, we want to strengthen that for everybody, letting go of the fear. And the number one fear that comes up for most people is that there's lack, that, you know, that if you have something, that someone else is going to take something, have to take something from you. You know, if someone else has something, that mm-hmm. you won't have enough. And so we want to just strengthen that for everybody that, you know, there really is no lack. We're self-sustaining. We create our own reality. We steer it. And that we can actually step into ourselves as, you know, powerful versions of ourselves, just strengthening that for everybody listening in, that the body and the mind and the spirit are strong, so that we're going to, you know, and it's coming up like kind of getting really strong to the immediate future, and then taking that into the intermediate future and then into the far future. Because as you said, you know, many times if we have a specific destiny, you know, with our, you know, our it's partly astrological, partly numerological, a lot of the different people we come in contact with, we want to be really strong to being able to move forward and fulfilling that and, you know, having fulfillment and having awareness around that. And so just getting everybody kind of in that place where the subconscious and the non-conscious and the conscious mind are congruent, and that, you know, you move forward, you take consistent steps of action in your immediate future that are strongly aligned energetically with your the middle of the, you know, the future and then the far, and not confusing, you know, your career and your purpose with who you really are also comes up. You know, you don't want to become like, as you said, and I love that what you said about naming children, about how, you know, you don't want to have a bunch of robots going around, you know, behaving the same way. You know, you want to allow people to move into their destiny in their own unique original way, and being strong to that energetically, so that, you know, as your the dynamics come in, that you can actually allow yourself to let those dynamics go through you and strengthen the boundaries of your body, mind, spirit, so that you're mm-hmm. not taking on other people's stuff and then, you know, slowing yourself down in the path that you are destined to take. Mm-hmm. So what do you have anything to add to that?
I mean, look, life is simple. Let's stop complicating it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's my model. I always talk about it. I mean, let's not complicate life as it is, because we can complicate it. We can fall into the story we keep telling ourselves. But if you don't like what you're talking about, then change it. As simple as that.
Yeah, and so we just strengthen everybody to be able to do that, you know, just being in a place where you can you know, we have so many tools that are given us when we come onto this earth, and, you know, we have a lot of different, everybody has their own unique abilities. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody that, if you go to your spine, that would be like the hard drive of your computer. If you consider yourself a binary computer, being weak or strong, just getting in alignment with who you are, what your name is. And if you, you know, if you feel a weakness there, looking into how you could change that with ease, like not going to these extreme measures, and that there's some, you know, and repeating from the sensitivities. And what you brought up about sensitivity, many people who listen to shows like this are sensitive. We want to make sure that that sensitivity works for us. So we want to always be strong to having that sensitivity attached to our feeling and our intuition, not necessarily to our logic. Where, you know, our logic, you know, when you ask a question with a logical mind and you want a logical answer, you'll just get another question. And so we want to strengthen that everybody can just go to their feeling and their intuition, and with some, you know, with the perception attached to that, be able to move forward, taking consistent steps of action towards having a really strong future. And, you know, this is, you know, the vibration of your name is one of these tools. And so I really want to thank you so much, Joseph, for sharing this with us. If people want to reach me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, at crystallinevision.com. I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. You know, and as I said, I'm settling into my new home here in beautiful BC. I just love it here. And I live down the road from the Summerhill Pyramid Winery, and Stephen Sipes has opened that up to sacred divine feminine goddess gatherings on the new moon, and then on the full moon he has gatherings with both the with the male and the female, and even on the solstice this year. And so it's an amazing place to gather. And so I just wanted to put it out there. Thank you, Stephen, for supplying that for all of us goddesses out here in Kelowna and surrounding area. And if anyone wants to connect with me, now is a great time for private sessions, because I am, as I said, sitting still and writing this book. And you also, I have an upcoming series of teleconferences. You can still get in on that. The first one is tonight. You can register for, there's three of them. You can register for them separately on thetruthisfunny.com. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, clearing, you know, today is the Beverly Hills Telespa, you know, so we can look great in our finery. And I have one just clearing all the weaknesses around people, like the stress people put themselves under, you know, the commercialization of Christmas is the next one. And then, you know, strengthening your family dinner, as you said, communication and relationships. And so that's available on thetruthisfunny.com. I just want to thank you once again, Joseph. Thank you very much. Would you like to say goodbye to our listeners?
Thank you for having me on your show. And this is the end of the year. Just start do something to make the change in your life. That's all it is. So
awesome. Good advice. Thank you. Bye for now. See you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find how by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio,
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.